第一章和历代之上，我们第一章开始比较一下。
As we wait for the brothers and sisters, can we make a comparison between Matthew chapter 1 and First Chronicles?
Chapter 1. 大家如果读马太福音第一章，这里讲的亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
If you read Matthew chapter 1, here talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David.
所以马太福音呢，可以说是从家谱开始。
And so Matthew begins with the genealogy.
历代志上也是从家谱开始。
And so First Chronicles also begins with a genealogy.
但第一章一开始是亚当生赛特，赛特生以诺士，所以这是亚当的谱系。
And the First Chronicles is Adam, Seth, Enoch, and therefore it's the genealogy of Adam.
然后二十八节就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And then verse 28 of First Chronicles is the descendants of Abraham.
然后读了第三章，这就是大卫的后裔。
And then chapter 3 talks about the genealogy of David.
这就是那些坐在大卫宝座上的，就记载在第三章。
And the ones who sat on David's throne are recorded in chapter 3.
然后一直到第十一章
，after chapter 11，
那就是大卫的故事了。
And that is the story of David.
所以如果你比较历代之上下和马太福音，
If you compare First Chronicles and Matthew，
你会觉得非常有意思，就是说历代之上下所有的王通通是南国的王，也都坐在大卫宝座上的。
And all the kings in First and Second Chronicles are the kings of the southern kingdom sitting on the throne of David。
所以历代之上下特别是讲到大卫的宝座。
And so the kings in is talking Chronicles. In Chronicles is talking about the throne of David.
以列王记上下是讲到不光南国，也讲到北国。
But in First and Second Kings, we talk about the kings of the northern and southern kingdoms.
所以简单的来说，是以色列国的历史。
And it's the history of Israel.
但是呢，历代记上下乃是大卫宝座的历史。
But First and Second Chronicles talk about the throne of David.
大卫的国度乃是以色列国度中间的标准国度。
The kingdom of David is the kingdom, the standard to which the kingdom of Israel to follow.
是合乎神心意的。
It's according to God's heart.
所以历代记上下特别讲到从神的眼光来解释以色列的历史。
And so Chronicles talk about the history of Israel from God's eyes.
但是在这里，特别是讲到大卫的宝座。
And here in particular talks about the throne of David.
那我们如果继续往前看，现在我们回到我们刚才是为了等弟兄姊妹，所以我们稍微把它比较一下。那现在我们回到马太福音第一章第一节。
And so now we return to Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
我们先有点简单祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们再来到你的面前，请你安静我们的心。
Lord, we once again come before thy feet, please quieten our hearts.
让我们能听见你的话。
That we may hear your voice.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 讲到耶稣基督，不光是大卫的子孙，也讲到亚伯拉罕的后裔。
When we talk about the Lord Jesus, it's not just the son of David, but the son of Abraham.
如果我们要明白属天的和属地的部分，就是天国里面这两部分的话。
If you want to understand about the heavenly compartment and earthly compartment of the kingdom of heaven,
那我们要懂得什么叫做亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Then we must understand what is the genealogy of Abraham.
所以这个故事不光从大卫开始。
Not only this story began with David.
这个大故事也是从亚伯拉罕开始。
It also begins with Abraham.
因为这样我们就可以知道将来天国属地的部分。
So we know in the future kingdom, the earthly portion.
你知道在这以前原来有一个很长的历史。
Prior to this is a long history.
因为神有两班的子民。
Because God has two descendants.
属天的子民。
The heavenly descendants.
还有属地的子民。
And the earthly descendants.
那么属地的那个国度是和属地的子民发生关系。
The earthly compartment, earthly kingdom has to do with the earthly people.
属天的也是这样。
And similarly for the heavenly.
所以千禧年乃是最后的结局。
And so the millennial kingdom is the final outcome.
这是神在时间里面对待他两班子民，在经过很长的时间以后，最后荣耀的光景。
And that is to the span of man's history, the final being at the 1,000 years.
所以要明白这两个 compartment.
And so to understand these two compartments,
我们一定要回到历史。
You must go back to history.
那马太福音一开始就给我们看见大卫的故事，也给我们看见亚伯拉罕的故事。
And so the beginning of Matthew talks about the story of David and the story of Abraham.
那现在呢，我想我们要提醒弟兄姊妹一下。
So we want to remind brothers and sisters.
神的国度是从永远到永远。
God's kingdom is from eternity to eternity.
那神的国度严格说来也是掌管整个宇宙的。
And God's kingdom reigns over the entire universe.
所以普通我们就称它做，我们普通就称它做 universal， 称它做这个 universal kingdom。
And so it's termed universal kingdom.
这个对不起，universal kingdom 呀，这个国度是宇宙性的。
And this kingdom is universal.
但是呢，如果你从创世纪开始读的话
，When you study from Genesis onward,
你就发现说，因着撒旦背叛了神
，Because Satan rebelled against God.
现在呢，神要借着人创造人，然后把他所失去的领土。把它夺回来。
And God so by creating man and through man recovered this land.
因着撒旦盘踞在地上。
Because Satan's territories on earth.
神的旨意在天上通行没有困难的。
God's will to be fulfilled in heaven is not a problem.
但神的旨意要行在地上就受了很多的拦阻。
But for God's will to be executed on earth becomes a problem.
所以现在怎么样有效的神能够掌权。
And so how can God reign effectively?
有两种管理
There are two kinds of reigning.
一个绝对的统治就是举着神掌管整个宇宙来
说 And that one is an absolute kind of reigning.
不要忘记连撒旦都在他的手里
Even Satan is under this
这是神的国
This is God's kingdom.
神的能力
God's energy.
和神的荣耀
God's glory.
但是不要忘记等到撒旦背叛以后
But when Satan rebelled,
你打开整个宇宙的地图
When you open the entire atlas of the universe,
你发现有一部分是黑暗的
You see that one portion is darkness.
那么圣经说世界都握在那恶者的手上
And the Bible says the world is under the hands of the evil one.
圣经也告诉我们这个世界的神把我们弄瞎了心
The God of this world blinded our eyes.
所以在这么宇宙这么大的地方有一片的地方已经沦陷了 Fallen 已经沦陷了
And so in thisWhole universe has one portion which is fallen into
darkness. 那么在这个范围里面，你看撒旦掌权。
And so Satan reigns there.
那不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
当撒旦试探我们的主的时候
，When Satan tempted our Lord,
他要把万国的荣华赐给我们。
He wanted to give the glory of this earth to our Lord.
我们的主没有说你说错了。
Jesus did not say you said wrongly.
因为万国的荣华那个时候是在撒旦的手里。
Because the glory of the earth was then at the hands of Satan.
但是我们的主拒绝那个试探。
But the Lord forsook that temptation.
他宁可从神的手里接过万国的人。
He was willing that rather to receive the kingdom from God himself.
那就是千禧年的时候。
And this is the 1,000 years.
不止如此。
Not only so.
当撒旦试探我们的主的时候。
When Satan tempted Jesus.
意思就是说，你现在就可以有万国的荣华。
Now you can already have the glories of the world.
你可以跳过十字架。
You can bypass the cross.
越过十字架。
You can bypass the cross.
你就可以得着荣耀。
And you will have glory.
我们的主拒绝那个试探。
But the Lord.Did not fall into this temptation.
所以我们的主这样拒绝的时候
，And so when the Lord forsook this,
已经把这个国度的性质告诉我们
He already gave us the character of the kingdom.
没有十字架就没有荣耀
Without the cross, there is no glory.
没有受苦就没有掌声
No suffering, there is no reigning.
所以很清楚的
So very clearly,
你看见我们的主拒绝了撒旦的 offer.
Our Lord forsook Satan's offer.
这个清楚的
This is very clear.
所以问题在哪里呢
And so where's the problem?
就是今天世界都握在那恶者的手上
And so this world now is fallen into the hands of Satan.
但如果我们回到创世纪
But if we go back to Genesis,
我想我们印象就深刻了
Then our impression will be deeper
你读创世纪第一章第一节起初神创造天地
You read Genesis 1 verse 1 In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
那个天和地是完美的
And that heaven and earth was complete
所以太阳是第一节就创造的
And so in the sun was created in the first verse
太阳不是第四天才创造
The sun was not created in the fourth verse
星星月亮太阳是在第一章第一一节神就已经创造好了。
The stars, the sun were all created on verse one.
以赛亚就告诉我们
，Isaiah tells us,
神创造地并不是要使地荒凉。
When God created the earth, He did not intend the earth to be void.
所以你读第二节的时候
，And so when we read verse two,
地就变成空虚混沌。
And the earth became formless and void.
原来不是这样的。
Originally it was not so.
后来经过审判的结果
，And after trial.
审判该怎么
After judgment,
结果就是空虚混沌
The earth became formless and void
所以圣经里面讲的空虚混沌一定是审判的结果
And when the earth became formless and void was the result of judgment
原因在哪里呢
What's the reason?
我们读圣经就清楚
When we study the Bible we are clear
原来撒旦乃是天使长
We know that Satan was an archangel
但是他有一天要与神同等
But one day he wanted to be equal with God.
他就率领三分之一的天使就背叛了。
And he brought together one third of the angels to be fallen.
结果神就把他们从神的宝座面前一直赶到地球和地球的外太空。
And so these angels were ejected from the throne and they went into the lower heavens.
然后地球也有一些活物也跟着背叛了。
And there were some creatures in the earth that also rebelled.
所以后来为什么地是空虚混沌
and why is it that the earth was formless and void?
因为神的确审判了这个世界。
Because God indeed judged the world.
你知道圣经告诉我们说 那三分之一的天使好像三分之一星辰打到这个地上来一样。
The one third of angels that were fallen is like one third of stars that were fallen.
你知道圣经告诉你知道说科学家告诉我们说
You know that scientists tell us
这个地球的海水从哪里来的
Where did the water ocean come from here?
现在科学家相信说地球是很早很早以前
And people believe now that the earth long time ago
有好多的彗星 comet 撞到地球上
There were many comets that fell to the earth
而每一个彗星的尾巴都带着海水
And every tail end of a comet brought forth water.
那个海水都是苦的。
And these water were bitter.
不过那个海水都结成冰的。
Not only did the water become ice.
所以等到那些 comet 那些这个彗星撞到这个地球上。
When the comet entered the earth.
所以这个海水就造成功了。
And so the oceans were brought forth.
所以这是海水的来源。
And this is the origin of oceans.
现在你知道新天新地的圣经说海再也没有了。
And so in the new heaven and new earth, no more will there be oceans.
所以我们的海是不讨神喜悦的。And
so we know oceans are not according to God's will.
地球被海包围, 就证明说神用这个来审判这个地球。
So when the earth was covered with water, then it's judgment.
所以当天使三分之一被摔到地上的时候,
And so when one of the angels were fallen down to the earth,
在物理界的表现, 乃是将三分之一星撞到地球上。
From a scientific point of view, it's like, comets are falling into the earth.
所以地就变成空虚混沌。
And so the earth became formless and void.
那么然后呢, 你看见, 所以这就表示说神审判这个世界。
And so this represents that God judged the earth.
那么就在人类出现以前,
And so before man came into this earth,
科学家告诉我们说,
scientists tell us,
大概在6500万年以前,
6.5 million years ago,
65 million years ago 有一个像 Manhattan 纽约那么大的一个石头一个星球
There is a星球
一个star
It's a star as big as Manhattan
结果你撞在 Mexico 就撞在墨西哥湾
When and fall to the Gulf of Mexico,
那今天你还可以看见撞下来很大很大的洞。
And today you see this big huge hole.
那从此以后,
and from that day onward,
所有盘踞在地上的恐龙就通通消失了。
All the dinosaurs at that point in time were all destroyed.
科学家告诉我们，人类的出现乃是恐龙完全消灭以后才有的。
Scientists tell us that the mankind only came from after all the dinosaurs were extinguished.
地变成空虚混沌多久我们不知道
How long the earth was formless and void we do not know
但是我们知道神一定审判过这个地
But we know for sure that God has indeed judged the earth
所以是渊面黑暗
And so everywhere was darkness
那就证明说当初地上有一些活物就跟着撒旦就背叛了
And so at that time, point in time there were creatures who fell along with Satan
其实你知道什么叫恐龙吗
You know what are dinosaurs
恐龙就像壁虎一样的东西
You know the dinosaurs are like
壁虎，你看到壁虎没有？ 在墙壁上那个壁虎
Lizard
那个壁虎啊 很小很小，对不对？
You know, lizards are very small
你不要随便攻击它
You don't go and irritate the lizard
攻击以后它就把它尾巴就断掉
If you irritate them then the tail will fall off
然后那尾巴就钻到你的鼻孔里面
And then the tail will go to your nose
所以人很怕壁虎的
And so people are afraid of lizards
但是不要忘记
Let's not forget
你知道当初 你看这些壁虎被鬼附 跟着撒旦背叛的时候
When these lizards were fallen with Satan
本来神在它里面有个限制的
Actually, inside them, there's a limit. When God created insects,
你知道像蜜蜂很小很小
Like these, they are very small
黄蜂都很小很小
They are very small
为什么? 因为神在这个软体里面呢 software里面 已经设定好了 它长不大
Because God has a software in them that it will not grow big
为什么呢?
Why?
因为它里面有个消化管
Because there is a digestion system
to the tube 这个消化管呢、啊、是不会长大的。
This tube causes it to go not to go big.
你身体可以长大，它消化管不长大。
The body can go big, but the tube cannot.
所以消化管不长大，就等于神给它一个 break， 一个刹车。
So because the tube cannot go big, so it's a break.
所以它是不会长大。
And so they will not grow bigger.
所以现在你看见的蜜蜂都是小小的。
And so bees are all very small.
如果蜜蜂像狮子那样，我们就糟糕了。
If bees are like lions, then we are in trouble.
你看见了神在创造的世界里面就 set 一个 break。就叫这个 break， 叫你不要往前走。
And so God's creation is a break on these insects.
所以 everything in harmony， 这个世界和谐就这个原因。
So everything is in harmony.
但是你没有想到，等到撒旦起来背叛的时候。
But when Satan arose to rebel，
科学家告诉我们。
And Satan
这个世界上就像 dinosaur 那么一样的东西。
And then there are dinosaurs appearing in the sky.
Dinosaur 其实呢，就像壁虎那样东西，它膨胀了，它的你的 break 拿掉以后，你看。结果就变成那么大那么大的恐龙。
And so dinosaurs are like lizards without bricks.
所以那个星球撞在地球上。
And so when the comet fell onto the earth,
乃是神的审判。
It is God's judgment.
所以你把这个 dinosaurs 全部就把它清理掉。
And the dinosaurs were all eradicated.
那科学家还告诉我。
And scientists tell us,
在 dinosaur 以前
，before dinosaurs，
到处都是鳄鱼。
Everywhere was wild fish.
是鳄鱼
cruel fish.
Crocodile. 到处都是
crocodile. Everywhere was crocodile.
所以人不可能生存的嘛。
And so men could not survive.
结果现在科学家告诉你说。
And so scientists tell us.
也是一个星球一撞在地球上。
When there was a star that fell onto the earth.
结果 crocodile 全部没有了。
And so all crocodiles were wiped off.
结果就来了一批恐龙。
And then there were dinosaurs.
所以你就知道。
And so now you know.
这个世界是在握在那恶者的。
And so the Satan fell into the hands of the evil one.
整个世界就背叛了。
And so the whole world rebelled.
然后呢，你看见等到恐龙清理完了以后。
And when dinosaurs were removed,
等到神审判这个地球以后
when God judged this world,
有一天神说要有光就有光
and when God said let there be light and there was light,
那么弟兄姊妹
sisters,
现在你看见水就退去
and then the waters were set aside,
地就露出来了
and the earth came forth,
所以这个地啊不是创造的
and so this earth was not created,
老早就有了
there was earth all along,
不过现在你是被水包住了
but it was covered by water,
那个时候因为审判的缘故这个水一定很热很热
andSo because of judgment, this water must be very, very hot.
慢慢冷却下来。
And then the water cooled.
然后这个水呢就慢慢就分开了。
And then the land and the water separated.
有上面的水，有下面的水。
The water separated and there was water above and water below.
这是第二天。
This is the second day.
到了第三天。
And the third day.
那么然后你就看见这个水就这个树就长起来了。
And then the tree came forth.
树老早在那里了。
The trees were all along there.
不过现在因为水退了，旱地流出来，它已露出来的。
But because the water subsided.
这是第三天。
This is the third day.
那么因为啊，这个水啊，把这个包在一起。
And so because the waters encompass everything.
太阳老早有了。
Originally there was a sun,
但对地球来说
but for the earth,
太阳的光根本照不进来的
the sun's rays could not penetrate into
所以一直到第四天
and so after the fourth day,
慢慢的空气上面的水跟下面的水分开
the waters above and the waters below separated
那本来暗的跟光的
originally the darkness and the light
你大概是暗的大概是光的
there was probably light and
It's 好像一个婴孩刚刚生下来一样。
It's like a baby was just born.
他刚刚生下来，他看见这个世界，一部分是暗的，一部分是光。
When the baby was just born, he saw this world, and it's half a portion is dark, half a portion is light.
但是慢慢就不一样了。
But gradually, it's not so.
慢慢的解析度越来越清楚了。
And became clearer and clearer.
那没有多久，他就看见一张脸在他的眼睛里面。
And after a while, he sees a face.
然后他长大是一直看着那个脸长大。
And then he sees his face and continues to grow.
那就是妈妈的脸。
And that's the mother's face.
这是为什么人庆祝母亲节不庆祝父亲节
And that's why they celebrate Mother's Day and not Father's Day
因为生下来他不是一直看爸妈的脸
Because the 妈妈的脸 From birth is seeing the mother's face
但是不要忘记
But not forget
从光是暗和亮
And from darkness and light
一直看到妈妈的脸
Seeing the mother's face
你看经过一段时间
And after a period of time
到了第四天的时候
On the fourth day
你现在太阳可以直接照射到地球上来
And the sun can directly shine onto the earth
现在可以有节可以分季节可以分年日等等
And then we can separate it and have seasons and days.
然后第六天，第然后第然后然后神创造人。
And then God created man.
那么这个就创造第一章的故事。
And this is the story of Genesis chapter 1.
那么请大家记得。
Let's remember.
等到第二章神创造人的时候。
When on chapter 2 when God created man.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经是所以人呢、啊。 生的时候，人创造的时候，
when man was created,
不是在伊甸园里面。
It's not wasn't in the Garden of Eden.
人创造是在伊甸园之外。
Man was created outside the Garden of Eden.
神把人创造好了。
Man, God created man.
然后神把人放在伊甸园。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
请记得。
Please remember.
当神造好了人以后。
After God created man.
圣经在第一章二十八节怎么说？
So chapter 1 verse 18 of Genesis.
他说神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
谢谢。
28:28
And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it."
那神对人有个旨意的。
God has an intent for man.
神为什么要做造人呢？
Why is it that God has to create man?
神要人遍满地面。
God wanted man to fill the earth,
subdue the earth, 要制服这块地。
Subdue the earth.
为什么圣灵用这句话？
Why use this word?
因为那个时候，这个地已经在撒旦的掌握。
Because at that time the earth belonged to Satan.
整个的地球是沦陷的地方。
Because the whole earth was
all fallen.
All fallen.
所以神就在 fallen territory, 就在沦陷的区域里面创造了亚当。
And so in fallen territory, God created Adam.
然后神的旨意是什么？
And what's God's will?
要人生养众多，遍满地面。
And the will is to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
要管理整个的地球。
And to rule and to subdue the whole earth.
明白吗？但是不要忘记，在这个以前
，before this，
撒旦他的国度是在这地上。
Satan's kingdom was on this earth.
因为世界都握在那恶者的手。
It's just the whole world falling under the hands of Satan.
而且他已经是世界的神。
And he is the god of this world.
所以记得，现在神让水退去，让地。回来了。
And so God causes the water to subside and the land to rise.
现在神重新整理这块大地。
And God once again recovers the whole earth.
但是不要忘记，这个大地已经握在那恶者的手。
But the earth was fallen in the hands of Satan.
撒旦已经变成这世界的王。
And Satan has become the god of this world.
那现在为什么神要造人呢？
And so why God created man?
神造人有个目的。
For a purpose.
神造人的目的。
And that purpose,
就是要他的国能够降临。
And that his kingdom might come.
要他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天。
That his will might be fulfilled on earth as though in heaven.
在亚当被创造以前。
Before Adam was created.
神旨意行在天上没有问题。
God's will fulfilled in heaven is not a problem.
但是神的旨意在地上不能够同行。
But God's will cannot be fulfilled on earth.
所以现在你明白为什么神要创造人。
So do you understand why God created man?
和神的国度发生关系。
It has something to do with God's kingdom.
神的国是绝对的。
God's kingdom is absolute.
他的统治是 universal rule.
His rule is universal.
是个宇宙性的统治。
The universal rule.
连撒旦都在他的手下。
Even Satan is under his hand.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
为什么神不把撒旦捏死？
Why does not God call Satan to bury
him?
Strangle?
为什么不把他捏死？
Why not strangle him?
因为有的时候我们说杀神把他们捏死就好了嘛。
If God will strangle Satan, then
全把他捏死了就没有问题了嘛。
Everything will be solved.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But
神能不能把他们捏死呢？
Can God strangle Satan?
神可以把他们捏死。
God can.
如果神把他们捏死的话，
If God does that,
证明神的能力，对不对？
Then it represents shows God's power.
撒旦也是被造的。
Satan was also created.
神是创造者。
God is creator.
创造者要毁掉受造者。
If God were to destroy the creator,
对神来讲是没有一件不成难事。
It is not a problem for God.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
三分之一天使背叛。
One third of the angels rebelled.
还有三分之二的天使没有背叛。
But there were two thirds that did not rebel.
你把撒旦捏死了。
If you strangle to death,
你能够证明神的智慧，你能证明神的智慧，神的能力。
You can show God's power.
但是弟兄姊妹，许多受造的要说你是神。
But many created ones will say you are God.
当初你创造我。
At the time you created me.
现在你可以毁掉我。
Now you can destroy me.
因为你创造者。
Because you are the creator.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果神这样做的话。
If God does so.
神只彰显他的能力。
God only manifests his power.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
当事情发生的时候。
When things happen.
不光是彰显你能力的
，not only manifest the power。
事情发生的时候
，when things happen，
也是彰显智慧的时候。
It's also the time to manifest wisdom。
所以许多在家里、在国家里面发生很多很多的事。
So many things happen in the country。
不要忘记
，let's not forget，
这是很大的考验。
This is a great test。
这要显出谁是有智慧的人。
This is to manifest who has wisdom。
谁是有能力的人
？Who has power？
当然，话说回来。如果神把撒旦捏死的话
，If God were to destroy Satan，
这个问题变得很简单了。
It's become a very simple issue。
但是我再说
，But I say again，
你现在只知道神的能力，那你看不见神的智慧。
You only know God's power, but not His wisdom。
所以现在呢，神要彰显他的智慧。
So now God wants to show His wisdom。
神他不用创造者的姿态、资格来对付受造者。
God does not use His creator status to deal with man。
不，感谢主
，Thank the Lord，
他创造了人。
He created man.
人也是受造者。
Man is also the creator.
现在他用受造者来对付受造者。
Now he uses the creator to deal with the creator.
他把人放在生命树的面前。
He puts man before the tree of life.
如果人拣选生命树的话
，If they choose the tree of life,
你看他不只是被神创造。
Not only is he created by God.
那个生命是作王的生命。
And that life is the life of a king.
那个生命是掌权的生命。
That life is the life of reigning.
结果他能叫全地都伏在他的脚下。
He caused the whole earth to be subdued to him.
当他对神说是的时候
，When he says yes to God,
因为那生命是依靠的生命。
Because it's a reliable life.
当你顺服神的时候
，When you
God, 你站在神的这边
God's side,
你就能够为神掌权
then you can reign on behalf of God
结果你就可以做 delegate authority
then you can be delegated authority
你结果就能够借助你掌权的缘故
you can through your delegated authority
就从撒旦的手里面
take from Satan's hand
就把失去的领土一个一个就收拾回来
and to recover everything that's lost
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now do you understand?
为什么神要创造人
？Why God must create man?
现在你懂了。
Do you understand?
要借助人在地上掌权。
That through man to subdue the earth.
而这个地上有个国度。
There is a kingdom of this earth.
这个国度，如果人吃了生命树的果子
，After if man was to partake of the tree of life，
结果你看见神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Then God's will be fulfilled on earth。As it is fulfilled in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，现在你回到马太福音第六章，你就清楚了。
When you go back to Matthew chapter 6, you'll be very clear.
你就知道说，为什么神叫我们祷告说，愿你的国降临。
Why God teaches us to pray that thy kingdom come?
神创造人的目的就是他的国要降临。
God created man so that his kingdom may come.
他的旨意能行在地上，如同行在天上。
That his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是不要忘记。
Well,
全地都握在那恶者的
The whole earth is falling to the hands of the evil one.
如果现在人
If man
站在神这一边
Stand on God's side
顺服神
Submit to God
就羞辱了撒旦
Then shame the Satan
因为你看撒旦背叛神
Because Satan you don't get God
结果人肯顺服神
And then now man submit to
God 结果神就在人的身上得着荣耀
And God to man obtains glory
所以等到那个国度开展的时候
When that kingdom is expanded
这个当然跟生命有关系了
Has to do with life
你知道说，如果你的生命越丰富
，if your life is more abundant，
能够遮盖整个的地面
，cover the whole earth，
结果你看见你的国度就开展到什么地步
？Then your kingdom will be expanded to that extent。
所以弟兄姊妹，
sister,
你看见吗
？Do you see？
主要借着人来掌权。
God wants true men to have dominion。
所以神希望在地上有个国度。
And so God hopes on earth there is a kingdom。
在天上他有个国度。
In heaven there is a kingdom。
那是天国。
There's a heavenly kingdom。
神的旨意通行在天上。
The Lord's will is fulfilled in heaven。
但是现在问题在。
But now the problem is,
世界都握在那恶者的手下。
But the whole earth is falling to the hands of the evil one.
所以神要借着人来掌权。
And so God needs to man to me.
如果亚当不堕落的话
，If Satan is not fallen,
这个国就叫做亚当的国。
Then this kingdom is Adam's kingdom.
我们读一节的圣经
，We read one verse,
证明这是神的心意。
This is indeed God's heart.
我们看诗篇第八篇
Psalm chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇
Psalm chapter 8.
Verse 4.
人
算什么你竟眷顾顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他
What is man that thou dost take thought of him?
那你注意了你叫他比天使微小一点并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕
And the son of man that thou dost care for him yet thou hast made him a little lower than God and thus crowned him with glory and majesty
你看人是尊贵的
You see that man is dignity
因为神把荣耀尊贵赐给他做冠冕
Because God gave him glory and majesty as his crown.
然后第六节,
and then verse 6,
你派他管理你手所造的是万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟，海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。
And thou dost make him to rule over the work of thy hands, so as to all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the path of the sea.
这些万物都伏在他的脚下。
So all creation is under the subdued under the man.
如果亚当叫万物都伏在他的脚下,
if Adam caused all creatures to be subdued under him,
这里有个国度叫做亚当的国度。
There is a kingdom that's called Adam's kingdom.
亚当代表神,
Adam represents God.
他伏在神的权底下。
He is submitted under God the Lord.
神是亚当的头,
God is Adam's head.
神是亚当的王,
God is Adam's king.
当亚当顺服的时候,
when Adam is willing to submit,
他吃了受命书的果子,
after partaking of the tree of life,
结果他能为神掌权,
then he will can reign on behalf of God.
然后他能从撒旦的手下把那个国夺回来,
and take back the kingdom from Satan.
所以等到这个国度充满整个世界的时候,
when this kingdom fills the whole earth,
第九节,
verse 9,
耶和华我们的主啊, 你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord our God, how majestic is thy name in all the earth.
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
等到亚当的国遍满整个的地的时候,
when Adam's kingdom fills the whole earth,
等到他为神掌权,
when he reigns on behalf of God,
然后从撒旦手中把他所有失去的领土拿回来,
and to recover everything from Satan's hands,
结果是什么?
And then finally,
神的名字在全地是何其美,
and God's name will be majestic in all the earth.
人堕落了, 今天你能够说神的名在全地是何其美吗?
Now that man is fell, can we say that today Satan reigns
over the earth?
Today Satan is still the king of the earth.
所以你知道一个人堕落的缘故,
because of man's fallenness,
你看神当初的心意没有完成,
you can see that God's intent originally was not fulfilled.
所以请记得,
and so please remember,
这个是地上的国度,
this is the earthly kingdom.
最初是亚当的国,
originally is Adam's kingdom.
我再读一节圣经,
I read another verse.
这个很重要,
it's very important.
我们来看马太福音25章,
shall we turn to Matthew chapter 25?
Mm-hmm. 马太福音第25章,
Matthew 25,
第34节,
verse 34.
于是王向那右边的说, 就对绵羊说, 你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
那这里有个国度，不要忘记。
Here there is a kingdom.
这个国度什么时候开始预备的呢？
When is this kingdom prepared?
主说从创世以来。
It says even before the foundation of the world.
No, 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 not before.
From the foundation of the world.
所以读圣经要小心，弟兄姊妹。 许多时候我们读这一段是创世以前为我们所预备的国，不是的。
Very often we read even before the foundation.
创造亚当以后, 他预备了一个国,
and so after God created Adam,
他要人来承受的,
he wants man to receive.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在明白那些绵羊现在可以承受从创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And so now we can receive the kingdom from the foundation of the world.
这个国是地上的部分。
This kingdom is the earthly compartment.
这个国不是天上的部分。
This kingdom is not the heavenly compartment.
我们的国是创世以前为我们所预备的。
Our kingdom is the kingdom that was prepared even before the foundation of the world.
你明白不明白?
You understand?
这个叫做天上的国,
this is the heavenly kingdom.
属天的国,
this is the heavenly kingdom.
那属地的国呢,
the earthly kingdom,
就是地上的国,
is the earthly kingdom.
你明白吗?
You understand?
当耶和华在全地何其美的时候,
when everything in the earth is good,
你看见神所预备的国终于出现了。
And so the kingdom that God has prepared finally,
结果这个国就给了谁呢? 就给了绵羊。
And this kingdom has been given to
绵羊, 绵羊,
sheep, to sheep.
Yeah, 我们的山羊就进到永行里面去了。
And the sheep entered into, and the goat entered into
永行,
damnation.
永远, 永行,
eternal damnation.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看这段话谁讲的？
So this word is from where?
这段话乃是主降临以后，主回来以后。
It's a word that after the Lord returned,
他坐在他的宝座上。
He sits on his throne.
圣经说，万国都聚在他面前。
That the whole world is gathered, assembled before him.
All nations
gathered before him.
所以圣经讲的nation都是讲的Gentile。
And so when the Bible talks about nations, it's all Gentile.
都是讲的外邦。It's
all Gentile nations.
所以这里你可以翻作万民，你也可以翻作万国。
And so all nations were assembled before him.
明白不明白？
You understand?
他们要聚在神的面前。
They have to be assembled before him.
然后我们的主把它分成绵羊的和山羊的。
And then the Lord separated them from sheep and the goats.
所以请记得。
And so please remember.
这些人到了千年国的时候。
At the 1000 years.
他们要进到神所为他们预备的国。
They will enter into the kingdom God prepared for them.
所以他们是进到永生去
and they entered into eternal life.
那这个永生对他们是个范围，不是个生命。
The eternal life is a sphere, not a life.
那这个范围就是神当初如果人不堕落犯罪的话，人本来就要进去的。
That sphere is that sphere that if man had not fallen, he would enter into.
如果人没有吃善恶树的果子。
If man had not eaten of the tree of life,
那弟兄姊妹，你看见那个地上的国就出现在地上。
And then the earthly kingdom will have been manifested.
所以我们要知道。
So we need to know.
这个国度乃是神的心意。
This kingdom is God's heart.
明白吗？
You understand?
神当初的目的是这样子。
God's original intent was such.
但是很可惜，人犯罪。
But sadly, man failed. Man failed.
所以你看见神就呼召一个人。
And so God called a person. His name is Abraham.
然后从一个人就产生一个家,
and from a person, raw family.
这个家就是雅各的一家,
and that's Jacob's house.
然后到了出埃及记的时候就变成一个国,
and in Exodus became a country,
a nation. 那请记得,
please remember,
这个kingdom, 这个国度,
this kingdom,
乃是神心目中的国度,
it's a kingdom of God's heart.
当人堕落以后,
after man fell,
神要借助这个国度做好几件事情。
God wants through this kingdom to accomplish a couple of things.
第一,
number one,
借助以色列国,
through the nation of Israel,
神把神的话给他们。
God gave him their word, his word.
那借助神的话,
through God's word,
就能证明耶稣基督神的儿子。
Will prove that that Jesus is God's son.
以色列神也借着以色列国，神也保存了一个很单纯的民族。
Through the nation of Israel, God also preserved a very pure nation.
A pure race.
Pure race.
那因着这个独居的族类,
because of this peculiar and pure race,
他们不和别人杂婚的缘故,
they will not be convoluted with others.
Mixed
marriages.
所以你就知道在弥赛亚来以前,
so before the Messiah will come,
到底这个弥赛亚是不是犹大支派的?
Is the Messiah according to the tribe of Judah?
是不是大卫的子孙?
Is it descendant of David?
所以弟兄姊妹, 神拣选以色列的目的是两个。
And so God called Israel for these two purposes.
我当然, 你知道主耶稣来是1500年以后, 主耶稣来是1500年以后。
But you know that the Lord Jesus came 1,500 years after that.
是摩西以后 1,500年。
After Moses 1,500 years.
那弟兄或者说是在亚伯拉罕2000年以后。
Or after Abraham 2,000 years.
那虽然神拣选了亚伯拉罕,
although God called Abraham,
现在需要一段的时间,
now they need a few of time.
从一个人变成一个家,
from one person to a family,
从一个家变成一个国度,
one family to one kingdom,
那就是以色列国,
and that is the nation of Israel.
那这个是在历史上的很清楚的,
this is very clear in history.
那为什么需要一段的历史呢?
Why do you need a history?
那神当然要借着以色列人的实验。
God wanted to test Israel.
如果有人会遵守律法, 没有人能赶上像以色列人一样。
If man were to obey all his commandments, none can do it like Israel.
以色列乃是守律法的专家。
Israel is the expert of the law.
如果专家失败了, 没有一个人会成功的。
If experts fail, then no one else can.
所以经过了1500年的实验,
and so after 1500 years of testing,
保罗给我们看见立志行善由得我行出来由不得他。
Paul shows us that to me I'm willing, but my flesh is unable.
人有遵行律法的愿望，人没有遵行律法的能力。
God, a man can desire to follow the law, but cannot do it.
没一个人能靠着律法称义的。
No one can be justified by the law.
所以他们需要救主。
And so they need the Savior.
所以那个时候主耶稣降生了。
And so the Lord Jesus came.
人已经被带到尽头了。
Man comes to an end to himself.
人刚刚掉到水里面，力气大得很。
When man first tries to walk, he still has a lot of breath.
那经过一段时间挣扎以后
，But after a period of trial,
到了最后到了尽头了。
And finally came to a point.
现在他需要救主了。
And now he needs a savior.
所以1500年以后
，After 1500 years,
我们的主耶稣就降生在伯利恒。
The Lord Jesus came born in Bethlehem.
但在主耶稣降生以前
，But before the Lord was born,
在地上有一个国度。
On the earth there is a kingdom.
那个国度叫做以色列国。
That kingdom is the kingdom of Israel.
所以当我们的主呼召以色列人，当神把以色列人从埃及呼召出来的时候
，And so when God called the Israel out of Egypt,
你知道神怎么说呢
？What did God tell them?
他说以色列是我的儿子
，He said Israel is my son.
以色列也是我的长子
，Also my firstborn.
你们埃及法老拒禁不让我的长子从埃及出来
，That Pharaoh would not allow my firstborn to come out of Egypt.
我就要杀你们的长子。
Then I will kill your firstborn.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
？You understand?
现在神要让以色列做长子。
And so now God wants Israel to be the firstborn.
那现在他必须要把以色列从埃及招出来。
And to call forth Israel out of Egypt.
结果法老不肯。
And Pharaoh did not permit.
一直等到他们长子被杀了，然后神的长子才能从埃及出来。
Only after Egypt's firstborn was killed that Israel was allowed to.
为什么神说他长子呢
？Why is it that God called Israel firstborn?
不要忘记
，Let's not forget.
他们一出了埃及以后
，After they left Egypt,
一到了旷野以后
reaching the wilderness,
以色列人就变成一个国家了。
Israel became a nation.
大家记得，在那个以前有很多的国家。
Before that, there were many nations.
但在神的心目中
，By God's heart,
以色列乃是他的长子。
Israel was the firstborn.
这里的长子是指的 quality 说的，不是指的时间先后次序来说的。
It refers to quality, not time.
所以当他说我从埃及招出我的儿子
，When I from Egypt called my firstborn,
那意思就是等到以色列人到了西奈旷野
，When Israel went to the wilderness in Sinai,
结果你看你以色列国就产生了。
And then the nation of Israel was born.
弟兄姊妹
，My sisters，
当人失败了以后
，When man failed，
伊甸园被赶出去了。
They were
人被赶到伊甸园。
They were exiled out of Eden.
结果神呼召亚伯拉罕。
And so God called Abraham.
神把他带到应许美地，叫做迦南美地。
God brought him to the land of Canaan.
什么意思
？What do you mean by this？
你看见伊甸园乃是地上的天堂。
Garden of Eden is a heaven on earth.
全地都握在那恶者手下。
The whole earth is under the hands of evil.
亚当本来是在那里被创造的。
Originally, Adam was created there.
结果现在把它放在伊甸园里面。
And they put him in the Garden of Eden.
所以伊甸园在地上，好像在天上一样。
So Garden of Eden is as if heaven was there.
不要忘记了。
Right,
这是伊甸园所代表的。
This is represented by the Garden of Eden.
你明白吗？
You understand?
天要掌权的。
Heaven must reign.
这是伊甸园。
This is Garden of Eden.
人堕落以后
，After man fell,
神就把他们赶出去了。
And then God cast them out.
因为他们污染了这块地。
Because they polluted the earth.
那么怎么办呢
？So what happened?
结果神就呼召亚伯拉罕。
And so God called Abraham.
虽然亚当失败了
，Although Adam failed,
人类失败了
，Man failed.
神没有失败
God did not fail.
神仍旧呼召亚伯拉罕
God still called Abraham.
他就把迦南美地赐给他
And he gave the land of Canaan.
迦南美地乃是牛奶与蜜之地
It's the land of milk and honey.
现在神要带他们去
And so God wants to bring them there.
如果神要叫亚伯拉罕的后裔像海边的沙那么多
God wants to just Abraham to be like the sand of the sea.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫迦南地
What is the land of Canaan?
当到处都拜偶像的时候
When everywhere was worshipping idols.
如果以色列人充满那块地的
If Israel were to populate the land,
没有人拜那块地的，没有人拜偶像的。
And nobody will worship idols.
在这里是天掌权的。
Here heaven reigns.
在这里，在地好像在天一样。
Here heaven is as if heaven is here.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
You understand?
神是用以色列来取代亚当的地位。
God used Israel to replace Adam.
虽然亚当失败了
，although Adam failed,
但现在神要以色列站在。人的地位，当初的地位上。
God wanted Israel to replace the time when man was first created.
等到以色列国诞生以后
，So when Israel was born,
以色列国所在的地位
The position of Israel
原来就是当初亚当国所在的地位
was the position that Adam held.
现在神要借助以色列要叫以色列叫全地要何其美
that God through Israel causes the whole world to be beautiful.
然后耶和华的这个然后耶和华的知识要充满大地
and the wisdom of God will be fulfilled with the whole earth.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
到最后神的旨意也完成
and finally God's will be fulfilled.
但是很可惜
butSadly,
你看见说以色列也失败了
Israel also failed
在那1500年的中间
In the 1500 years
从以色列诞生
From the time Israel was born
一直到主耶稣降生
To the time that, that Jesus came to this earth
地上有一个国度
On the earth there is a kingdom
这一个国度
This kingdom
也是地上的
It's also earthly
是他的地位乃是当初亚当国的地位
This position is that ofWhat Adam held for me.
先是以色列国
First it was
然后耶和华的知识要充满全地
And then God to serve a good holder
最后就恢复了亚当的国
And finally to recover Adam's kingdom
所以现在大家明白了
So do you understand?
在地上的国有两部分
Earthly kingdom has two portions
一部分是亚当的国
On the one hand Adam's kingdom
这些是外邦人
These are the Gentiles
这是世界的万国
This is the nations of the world
还有一个是弥赛亚国
And then there's the Messianic
kingdom 也就是以色列国
And it's also the nation of Israel
弟兄姊妹现在明白吗
Do you understand?
如果以色列人能为神掌权的话
IfThe nation of Israel can rule on behalf of God.
你看神的旨意也就能够通行了。
God's will can be fulfilled.
但是很可惜，弟兄。
But sadly again,
以色列历史给我们看得很清楚。
The history of Israel tells us
是失败的历史。
It's a history of failure.
最后呢
，finally
他们说定他十字架，定他。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
所以神怎么说
？And so what did God say?
神的国就要从你们手里夺回来。
That the kingdom of God will be removed from them.
就要赐给。那些会结果子的
and to be given to the other nation that can bear fruit
所以旧约的以色列的国是神的国
and so the Old Testament nation of Israel is God's kingdom
神所预备的亚当的国也是地上的国
and so the Adam's kingdom is also the kingdom of the earth
也是神的国
it's also God's kingdom
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹
and so it's very clear
神的国是包括亚当的国再加上以色列的国
and soGod's kingdom is Adam's kingdom and Israel's kingdom.
这个就是国度的属地的部分。
And this is the kingdom's earthly compartment.
所以现在我们很清楚了。
And so we are very clear.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
以色列人乃是亚当的子孙。
Israel is Adam's descendant.
是以色列亚当属地的子孙。
It is the earthly descendant.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，毫无疑问的。
They are truly the descendants of Abraham.
但是你读到加拉太书的时候。
But when you read Galatians,
我们这以信为本的人乃是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We who believe by faith are the Abraham's descendants.
因为亚伯拉罕是我们信心的祖宗。
Because Abraham is our father of faith.
所以凡在基督里面的人就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so we who are in Christ are Abraham's descendants.
所以现在明白吗？
So do you understand?
当你读马太福音的时候，
When you read Matthew,
这个国度是什么国度？
What kind of kingdom is this?
你说这是大卫的宝座。
This is David's throne.
但是不要忘记，
But let's not forget,
大卫的宝座只是代表以色列国里面标准的部分。
David's kingdom is the standard of the nation of Israel.
而且以色列国也只是地上的国以色列的部分。
Nation of Israel is also the king, earthly compartment.
我们看见还有一面的就是亚当的国。
We see another, on the other hand, Adam's kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲的历史的时候
，When we talk about history,
你读到旧约历史的时候
，When we talk about Old Testament history,
你要从亚当开始。
You must start from Adam.
所以历代之上从亚当开始。
And so Chronicles start with.
然后也讲的亚伯拉罕。
And talk about Abraham.
因为讲的国度。
And talk about kingdom.
讲的大卫的国度。
And talk about David's kingdom.
你要追到以色列的国度。
You must go to and go to Israel.
你要追到亚当的国度。
And then Adam's kingdom.
现在我们懂了。
Now we know.
从亚当。到亚伯拉罕
from Adam to Abraham
一直到大卫
up to David
一直到他们说定他十字架定他十字架
up to the point you say crucify him crucify him
你看见神的国是在他们的身上
God's kingdom is in their lives
但是等到到了他们说定他十字架的时候
when you say crucify him
神的国就从他们手中就夺过来了
God's kingdom was removed from them kingdom.
这是怎么回事呢？
How is this so?
原来亚伯拉罕有两半的子孙。
Because Abraham had two descendants.
一面像海边的沙那么多。
One, like the sand of the sea.
指着以色列国说。
And that's to Israel.
一面像天上的星那么多。
On the other hand, like the stars of heaven.
那是指着天上，那是指着天上的国度来
说。And that is a heavenly kingdom.
所以现在弟兄姊妹。
And so now we know.
你就清楚了。
You are very clear.
到了马太福音。
Up to Matthew.
一面你看见地上的国。
On the one hand, you see earthly kingdom.
另一面你看见天国近了，是天上的国。
And you see that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以你知道说，现在神把以色列暂时摆在一边。
And so God put the strong Israel temporarily aside.
所以你看以色列今天是被弃绝的。
And so Israel is today rejected.
那在神面前。
But in God's sight,
你只看见属天的国。
You only see the heavenly kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。
My sister.
在旧约。
In Old Testament.
好像就属地的。
It's as if it's only the earth.
你升天以后。国度好像就属天的。
Is that when Christ was ascended, it's like the kingdom's only in heaven?
乃是到了千禧年的时候。
But in the millennial kingdom,
你看见属天的跟属地的就联合在一起了。
The heavenly compartment and earthly compartment will join together.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason,
现在我们能懂得约翰福音第一章里面的话。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第四十九节。
Verse 49.
拿但也说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
不要忘记在属天的部分，神的儿子。
You must understand in the heavenly compartment, son of God.
在属地的部分，你是以色列的王。
On the earthly compartment, you are the king of Israel.
换句话说，你就是弥赛亚。
And that is you are the Messiah.
你看，这是拿但也所得到的启示。
This is Nathaniel's revelation.
但是我们主要加上一点。
But the Lord wanted one more point.
那就是五十一节。
And verse 51.
我实实在在告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，要在人子的身上。
Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
你看见我们的主就是那个天梯。
You know that our Lord is the ladder.
本来这个使者上去下来是在天梯。
You know that the angels ascended, descended on the.
这是雅各的梦，对不对？
That's Jacob.
雅各做梦梦见个天梯。
Jacob dreamed this ladder.
你看他躺在地上。
You know that he laid on the.
神在天梯的上面。
God was on top of the heaven.
结果中间是用天梯把它连在一起的。
And then in between was linked by the ladder.
那么这个是天梯，对不对？
And this is the ladder, isn't it?
那现在我们的主怎么说呢？
What did God say now?
我就是那个天梯。
I am that ladder.
所以弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers and sisters.
你什么时候看见这个天梯完全把跟天跟地连在一起呢？
When you see a ladder linking heaven and earth together.
那就是主回来的时候。
And that is when Jesus comes back again.
地上的我们的主是以色列的王。
On earth, our Lord is the King of Israel.
在天上，我们的主就是神的儿子。
In heaven, He is the Son of God.
所以到了千禧年的时候。
And so at the millennial kingdom.
这就是马太福音十三章。
And this is Matthew chapter 13.
为什么天国讲到天国的时候？
And that is when we talk about
kingdom. 地上的国是人子的国。
Or the earthly compartment is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
然后天上的国乃是父的国。
And that the heavenly compartment is the Father's kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛看不清。
But our eyes cannot see clearly.
有的人只看见属天的。
Some people only see the heavenly compartment.
有的人只看见属地的。
Some others see only the earthly.
有的人说天国是属灵的。
Some people say the kingdom is all spiritual.
有的人天国是指着将来弥赛亚国说的。
Some people say the kingdom is only referred to the millennial kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛都出了问题。
Our eyes all have problems.
结果给我们看见说，原来天国乃是不光属天的，而且是属地的。
And that the kingdom of heaven has got heavenly compartment.
而且我们的主就是那个天梯。
Our Lord is that ladder.
那现在不只有天国的奥秘。
Not only is that a mystery.
我也给弟兄姊妹看见另外一个奥秘。
I tell you another mystery.
那我们就看这个以弗所书。
We turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
这句话普通我们不大懂得的。
Ordinarily, we wouldn't understand.
那如果我们懂得国度以后，我想我们就很清楚了。
Once we understand the kingdom, then we understand it.
第一章第九节。
Verse 9.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
He made us to, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention.
这个旨意的奥秘跟天国的奥秘是连在一起。
This mystery of his will and the mystery of the kingdom are interrelated.
第十节怎么说？
Verse 10,
要照所安排在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable for the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things under the earth.
那请记得。这就是在千年国度的时候，主回来的时候。
This will happen at the millennial kingdom.
一个荣耀的光景。
In a glorious situation.
这个叫什么？
What is this?
这叫做旨意的奥秘。
This is the mystery of His will.
到了那天完全实现了。
At that day, it will be fulfilled.
但是我们今天呢？
But today,
你看见仍旧在时间里面。
We are still in time.
所以讲到马太福音的时候，
when we talk about Matthew,
讲到我们的主。
Talking about our Lord,
讲到我们主没有降生以前，
talking about our Lord before he descended,
弟兄姊妹，你看见有亚当的国度，
then there was Adam's kingdom,
有这个有以色列国度，
and there was Israel's kingdom,
因为亚当国失败了，
because Adam's kingdom failed,
结果神用以色列国当作神的国，
and so God used the nation of Israel as God's kingdom,
结果以色列又失败了，
and then Israel failed.
弟兄姊妹，结果他就把那个神的国拿来就归给教会。
And so God's kingdom was given over to the church.
所以现在我们很清楚，主的来是很重要的。
And so we know the Lord's coming is very important.
这是为什么我们说天国是从主耶稣第一次来开始。
And so we say that the kingdom of heaven begins when the Lord first came.
但是以前有神的国了。
Before this, there was already God.
但是神借着人来掌权的。
But it was to man to reign.
先是借着亚当和他的族类。
First he used Adam and his race.
然后因为他们堕落了。
But because they fell.
结果神用以色列和以色列的国。
And God used Israel and the nation of Israel.
而在以色列的国度里面，
and in the nation of Israel,
他们为神掌权不错。
Yes, he reigned on behalf of God.
但神的旨意真正在这国度里面能够掌权。
And that God's will can be reigned, can be
fulfilled. 乃是根据大卫的工作。
Will be according to the throne of David.
大卫的国度才是标准的国度。
And so.The David kingdom is ascended.
因为这个不只代表神在属地的子民身上所要做的。
No, this represents what God wants to do in the earthly people.
也代表神在属天的子民身上所要做的。
He also represents what he wants to do in the earthly
people. 所以我们所来的时候。
And so, when the Lord comes again.
弟兄姊妹，你看见天国就开始了。
Then the kingdom of heaven.
天国就是神的国。
King of heaven is God's kingdom.
因为本来是以色列在以色列手里的。
Originally, it was in the hands of Israel.
神把它夺过来，就交给会结果子的百姓。
God took it over from Israel to give to us.
所以现在你在哪里看见神的国呢？
So where do you see God's kingdom?
你在教会就能看见神的国。
You see it in the church.
而天国和神的国是重叠的。
And heavenly kingdom and God's kingdom are together,
overlap. 从主耶稣第一次来，一直到主耶稣第二次来。
From the time the Lord Jesus came first to the time he will come again.
然后他把的国就交给父神。
And then he gives the kingdom, to the Father.
我们看看哥林多前书十五章就清楚了。
You turn to First Corinthians chapter 15,
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交于父神。
Then comes the end, and he delivers up the kingdom to the God and Father.
这个就是千禧年最后的时候。
This is the last point of the millennial kingdom.
那么这个我们的主就把天国就交给父神了。
And our Lord.Hands up the kingdom to the God and
Father. 那因为这个，因为万物都伏在他的脚下。
Because all things will be under his authority.
而且二十六节，尽末了所毁坏的仇敌就是死。
And the last enemy will be abolished. And then.
然后你看，撒旦最后被丢在火湖里面。
And then Satan will be cast into the eternal hell.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们的主就把国就交给父神。
And now our Lord hands over the kingdom to the Father.
那从那里一直到永世。
And from that point up to all the way to eternity.
那就是神的国。
And that is God's kingdom.
请记得，现在神是直接的管理万有。
Now at that point, God governs the whole earth.
神直接的掌权的。
He directly reigns.
三而一的神。
请
记得，因为已经从撒旦手里面夺回所有的领土。
Because he recovered everything from the hand of the devil.
所以现在神能够叫万有都伏在他的脚下。
So God can cause all things to be subdued under his feet.
最后叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
And he become the Lord over all things in the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看，最后就是神的国度了。
And then finally, it is God's kingdom.
所以从这里我们就清楚。
And so we are very clear here.
神创造人的目的。
When God created man,
就是要借着另外一个受造之物。
And that through another created being,
来对付撒旦。
To deal with Satan.
然后把那个国度从撒旦的手里面夺回来。
And to recover that.Kingdom from Satan.
所以因着这个缘故
and for that reason,
神的旨意是什么
What's God's will?
乃是借着教会
that through the church,
使天上执政的掌权的
all the principalities in heaven,
他们能够知道神百般的智慧
they may understand the manifold wisdom of God.
那弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这是做给天使看的
this is done for angels to see.
如果教会今天能够为神掌权的话
today if the church can reign for God,
神是借着教会是把所有的领土都带回来的失去领土都带回来的
to the church can recover all the earth.
结果是什么
And finally,
结果天使就看见了神百般的智慧
Angels will see the manifold wisdom of God.
不光是神的能力
Not only God's power,
乃是神的智慧
But God's wisdom.
所以请大家记得
And so please remember,
这个国度
this kingdom,
一面是地上的
on the one hand is of the earth,
一面也是天上的
on the other is of the heaven.
教会虽然在地上却是属天的
although the earth is, the church is on earth is
那个国是属天的国
that is of heavenly kingdom.
但是神没有放弃他的旨意
but God did not forsake his will.
为什么他创造人呢
why did he create man?
他没有后悔
he did not regret.
所以最后你看见说
so finally you will see,
神所创造的人
That God created man,
最后到了千禧年的时候
at the millennial kingdom,
无论天上地上的
whether it's on heaven or earth,
最后你看见都叫神掌权
finally God will reign.
所以这个国度
this kingdom,
是人在那里为神掌权
is that man on behalf of God reigns.
那神现在做王
now that God is king,
是间接的做王
he is king
indirectly.
Now,
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see?
神应该直接做王，做王的。
God ought to be directly.
那个就是 universal kingdom.
And that's the universal kingdom.
就是宇宙的国度。
And that's the universal kingdom.
但是撒旦背叛以后
，But after Satan fell,
神就借着亚当
，God through Adam,
借着以色列，不管怎么样，借着人
，through man,
教会也是人。不过教会是堕落以后蒙恩的罪人
，But the church is redeemed man.
所以不管是亚当也好
，So whether it's
不管是以色列也好。
Whether it's Israel,
不管是教会也好
whether it's church,
你看见都是借着人
it's true man.
那这个国度呢
this kingdom,
这个国度乃是为神掌权的国度
this kingdom reigns on behalf of God.
然后呢神能够借着人在人中在世在做掌权
and God through man reigns the earth.
神借着教会
through the church,
他在教会中掌权
he reigns in the church.
所以一样的神当初借着大卫在人中间掌权
God through David reigns Israel
所以这个国度就是神的国度了
And so this is God's kingdom
不过这个不是宇宙性的
This is not universal
这是间接性的
This is indirect
这个中间用人来达到他的旨意
Mediated by man
这是为什么神要创造人的缘故
And that's why God created man
所以这个国度在许多读圣经的人
And so this kingdom for many scholars
称它做 mediatorial kingdom.
It's a mediatorial kingdom.
因为在人跟神在撒旦在就是说当神掌权的时候
And so when God reigns,
它是透过代理人透过 agent.
It is through an agent.
那么这个代理人就是人
And the agent is man.
如果亚当不堕落的话
If Adam did not fall,
你看见耶华的名在全地是何其美
Then Jehovah's name will be throughout the whole
然后借着以色列
And through Israel,
以色列又失败了。
Israel failed.
那现在神借着教会。
And now God through the church.
所以教会不能够再失败。
And so the church cannot fail.
所以因着这个缘故。
And for that reason,
你看见天上执政掌权就是这些天使们。
And all the principalities, the angels.
他们能够明白神百般的智慧。
They may understand the manifold wisdom of God.
到了最后。
And so finally,
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神终于做王了。
God became king.
神从永远到永远他都是王。
From eternity to eternity, he is king.
这个国。叫做神的国度
This kingdom is God's kingdom.
但是神的国度有天上的，有地上的。
And this kingdom has got heavenly part and earthly part.
从创造亚当开始。
From the time Adam was created.
神的心意要得做一个 mediatorial kingdom.
God wants a mediatorial kingdom.
我把它翻成居间的国度。
Mediatorial kingdom.
那什么叫居间的国度呢？
What is the mediatorial kingdom?
现在神不是直接的掌权。
God does not rule directly.
神是间接的掌权。
God rules indirectly.
因为间接的掌权。
Because of indirectly.
最后就把沦陷的那些泥这个土地就把它带走回来了。
He recovered all the earth that was fallen once.
然后最后撒旦果然被捏死了。
And then Satan.
最后果然撒旦就把他丢在火湖里面。
And then, Satan cast into hell.
到了那个时候
At that time,
大家不只认识神的能力
Nor do we know God's power,
大家也见证他的智慧
We also testify of his wisdom,
那是神百般的智慧
And that's the manifold wisdom of God.
所以在整个国度的过程里面
And so in the whole period
我们是看见神的智慧
We see God's wisdom.
我想这一点是很重要
This is very important.
我们许多时候因为不明白什么叫做国度
Because we don't understand what's God's kingdom.
我们就不明白这些事
We do not understand these things.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹到了千禧年最后的时候
At the end of the millennial kingdom.
你看在天上的部分
In the heavenly part.
是人
There's people
there. 在天上的部分也是人
On the earthly part, it's also man.
天上部分是教会
Heavenly part, the church,
乃是蒙恩的族类，人类。
It is a redeemed people.
你看见吗？这些人从死里复活的。
These people have been resurrected from the dead.
他们为神掌权。
They reign on behalf of God.
他们把国度带进来了。
They brought forth, bring forth the kingdom.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
那个时候在地上有弥赛亚国。
And on earth there's a messianic kingdom.
那么这个就是先知们所预言的。
And that was what the prophets prophesied.
但是不要忘记。
But not only so.
我们的主对绵羊怎么说呢？
What did God tell the sheep?
你要进入那个国是从创世以来为你们所预备的。
You enter the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world.
那就是亚当的国度。
And that's Adam's kingdom.
请记得，亚当的国度加上弥赛亚国。
Adam's kingdom plus Messianic kingdom.
这就是 had earthly compartment.
That's the earthly compartment.
地上的部分。
Earthly part.
所以最后我再总结一下。
And so finally, I summarize.
我们知道天国是两部分的。
Kingdom of heaven has two parts.
属天的部分，属地的部分。
Heavenly part, earthly part.
到了千禧年的时候。
Up to the millennial kingdom.
属天的部分。
At the heavenly part.
那就是教会。
That's the church.
还有包括旧约的圣徒。
And also includes the things of the old.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要和我们一同坐席。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob will feast together with us.
这是属天的部分。
This is the heavenly part.
那属地的部分呢？
And then the earthly compartment.
也是两部分。
Also two compartments.
一部分是弥赛亚国。
On the one hand, the messianic kingdom.
你明白吗？这个就是在先知，就这就是人子的国。
And that's the kingdom of the Son of Man.
但是还有一个国
And then there's another kingdom,
是为着外邦人的
And that is for the Gentiles,
为着万国的
And for the nations,
就是为着绵羊的
it's for the goats,
那个国是从创世以来才预备的
It's for the sheep And those are prepared from the foundation of the world
为什么神创造人类
And that is why God created man
所以我想现在是很清楚了
And so it's very clear
这就是将来的国度
This is the future kingdom
那么今天的国度呢
What happens to today's kingdom?
你看以色列已经被放在一边了。
Israel is put aside.
所以你是看见天上的。
And so you only see the heavenly part.
在我们主还没有来以前。
Before the Lord comes again.
你只看见地上的。
You only see the earthly part.
先是以色列国。
First is the earthly
kingdom. 然后再往后，再往前就是亚当的国。
And then the Adam's kingdom.
一直推到神创造、创立世界以来。
And then up to a point how God created the earth.
所以我想现在很清楚了。如果神的国是从永远到永远的话
If God's kingdom from eternity to eternity,
从过去的永远开始
from eternity past,
然后神创造地神创造天地创造地球
and
创造人类
and then God created man,
从创造人类开始
from creation of man,
你看神的国包括亚当的国
God's kingdom included Adam's kingdom
亚当的国就是神的国
Adam's kingdom
如果人不堕落的话
If man did not fall,
但是感谢主
but thank God,
现在神拣选了亚伯拉罕
God called Abraham,
那么要产生一个国度叫以色列的国
and to bring forth a kingdom called Israel's kingdom,
以色列的国应该是神的国
Israel's kingdom ought to be God's kingdom
如果他们顺服神的话
if they submitted to God's will
结果他们的国度要从以色列国要扩展到全地的
their kingdom would have been expanded to the whole earth
但是以色列也失败了
but Israel failed
所以我们知道在主耶稣来以前那个神的国是包括以色列国也包括亚当的国
and so when the Lord comes, that kingdom will be Adam's kingdom and Israel's kingdom. Before the Lord comes, it will be Adam's kingdom and Israel's kingdom.
但是等到我们主来了以后,
but when the Lord comes,
天国就开始了,
then the kingdom of heaven begins.
然后等到千禧年的时候, 到了最后的时候,
to the millennial kingdom,
因为神主就是那个天机,
because Christ is the ladder.
他是天上的跟地下的能够地上的都合而为一,
he unites into one, that of his own heaven and
最后,
of earth.
撒旦完全蒙羞,
and then Satan is shamed.
最后我们的主叫万物都伏在他的脚下,
and then God causes all things to be subjected under his feet.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的主就完成了神的旨意,
and then our Lord fulfills the will of God.
本来神希望在亚当身上能完成的,
originally God hopes to fulfill his will in Adam.
亚当失败,
but Adam failed.
以色列也失败,
Israel failed too.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
我们的主借着他的教诲,
that God through the church
终于完成了神所要做的梦, 神所要实现的那个梦,
fulfill the very dream that God had.
最后万物都伏在神的脚下,
finally all things were subjected under his
feet. 结果根据哥林多前书15章的话,
and so according to 1 Corinthians 15,
神在万物之上, 要为万物之主,
that he will be Lord God over all things.
那弟兄姊妹, 这就证明说神的确确是宇宙的王,
that he indeed is the king of the universe.
这也就是神的国, 一直到永远,
and this is God's kingdom all the way to eternity.
所以我想如果我们这样来明白圣经的话,
if we understand scripture this way,
我想我们对于国度应该慢慢就清楚,
then we become clearer with respect to the kingdom of God.
我想我们要休息, 然后我们下午我们再继续来看下面的话,
we should rest now.
一个祷告,
shall we pray?
主啊, 我们感谢你, 把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们需要你的恩典。
Lord, we need your grace.
我们常常觉得这些话是何等的难。
Lord, we find this word difficult.
但是主, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道撒旦恨恶这些话。
Lord, we know that Satan hates
you. 因为这是关乎撒旦的前途。
Because this is regard Satan's future.
如果我们得胜, 撒旦就没有前途。
Lord, if we are victorious, then Satan has no future.
所以主啊, 你恩待我们。
Lord, we must be
faithful. 无论如何的艰难,
no matter how difficult,
我们要讨你的喜欢。
We want your favor.
我们要得胜, 我们要和你一同掌,
we want to be overcome with
him. 我们愿意祷告说, 我们在天上的父, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上, 听我们的祷告, 靠主耶稣基督看,
阿们。